So these comments made by Lara Spencer regarding Prince George, I mean, should we be making much of sort of one idiot's comments on this particular issue, or does it represent a larger sort of concern?
Yeah, I think it's important to acknowledge that this is a reflection of broader cultural issues. So it's also not just about Lara Spencer as a person or as, you know, an individual who has said something. It's more about the culture that informs what she has said.
So what kind of expectations do we generally put on young men?
I guess young men are expected to be strong, to be tough, to engage in, you know, certain activities such as, in terms of sports, more like, for instance, football or soccer rather than dance and ballet.
So that one doesn't make the cut?
Not quite.
Look, in terms of the way this one is addressed, do we really see this one addressed in the same way we've become a little bit more aware of women's issues in more recent years?
I'm not sure what you mean by this.
Well, let's say with young girls, we say with a television program or with movies, let's say the superhero movie trend that's out at the moment, that young girls need role models. They need somebody to look up to.
Yeah.
And I certainly wouldn't disagree with that. But the male role models we see out there in the world tend to still skew to the traditionally masculine. Do we lack in sort of male role models that say, hey, it's okay to be a little bit effeminate, it's okay to engage in these other activities that aren't traditionally seen as male endeavours?
Yeah, I do definitely think that when it comes to men, that role models are still kind of very stereotypical, traditional, and that we really do need role models for men who engage in a wide variety of activities that display a wide variety of characteristics, which we're seeing more and more now for women. And I think this particular instance with Prince George would have been a great moment to actually have this role model for young boys, but then it was taken into the complete opposite direction, unfortunately.
And I guess one of the really unfortunate ones with this one as well is Prince George. I mean, what, he's like 4 years old at the moment? I mean, how early these kind of expectations are placed on, well, both boys and girls?
Yeah, it starts really early on, as we can see from this. And this was one very explicit example of just like a very young boy being mocked by an adult, actually, on American TV. But it also, I guess, happens amongst peers as well, once kids start to learn what is appropriate based on their gender. They start policing their own behaviours, but also those of their classmates, for instance.
In terms of your own studies into this kind of area, I mean, what has the most influence, do you feel, on the self-policing that would take over a young boy or girl's behaviour? Is it our culture as a whole, or is it more directly linked to the behaviour of adults around them?
So I think the behaviour of adults itself sits within a broader culture, because adults have been brought up in a particular environment that has certain kind of ideas and ideals of how they should behave, and so they are modelling that to children. And I think that happens both in the home, but we also see that on TV, in TV shows, in the media, in magazines, in advertising. And so I think, yeah, kids do take that on. Kids do start internalizing those kinds of things, and so they start policing themselves based on this, but also they start policing their own peers, knowing that otherwise they will get punished or they will get comments for doing their gender wrong.
And is there some difficulty in the way these things are policed? It almost seems like okay, we disagree with the negative. We have much to say about the negative. When somebody does something wrong or says something wrong, many people are quick to jump on them, but we're less educative about the positive. So let's say the topic of toxic masculinity, that's come up and some people take offence. Oh, masculinity, you say all masculinity is toxic and the like, and they have this real problem. Is it more of a case of we focus on the examples of where masculinity is toxic rather than giving an example of positive masculinity? It would be good to say, well, this is toxic masculinity, but this is also positive masculinity. This is a positive example, and perhaps we need more of those.
Yeah, that's a very good point, actually. I do think that we draw more attention to the negatives. That said, what happened in this particular case with Lara Spencer is that now a lot of the responses have been of parents actually posting photos of their own sons doing ballet, for instance. Adults who do ballet have come forward and actually, told people and shown people that there is a different way of doing masculinity. So out of this negative, actually, I do think a lot of positives came out of it.
Well, I got to say, my partner many, many years ago was a ballet dancer themselves, and it's actually quite a tough gig. I don't know about saying it's an unmasculine activity, because it involves a lot of pain, a lot of strength, and a lot of great difficulty. So I'd have to say, I think they've really shot this one wrong. But Sarge, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us and having a chat with us about this one.
Thank you.